Hello, I'm Tom Moen, and today I'm beginning an old and yet continuing adventure. In 1968, my family and I returned to Tulsa, where I became the general manager of KOR-UFM and Oral Roberts, radio announcer. At that time, from 1968 until March of 71, I had a daily program entitled Good Morning, Brother Pilgrim. And now, after 50 years, I'm resurrecting it with a new title, Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim. And a pilgrim is a person who's on a journey, and in this case, a journey of the kingdom of God on earth as Jesus prayed. So I hope you'll join me as we look into the past, the present, and the future.
This is the Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim podcast with Tom Moen for June 15th, 2020.
Once again, good morning, fellow pilgrims. What a delight it is to be with you again. I just invite the Holy Spirit to lead us as we share together from the Scripture and from the living Word, Jesus Himself. We've been talking a lot about the kingdom of God. And when you talk about the kingdom of God, you're talking about ruling and reigning. You remember in the book of Revelation, Jesus would say things like, He's King of kings and Lord of lords. And he's speaking of what's going to happen in that day when he returns and sets up his kingdom on earth. Now, it's already here in terms of the gospel. Jesus says that many times. After his temptations, the first thing he says is, repent. In other words, change your mind, for the kingdom of God is present. And it was present in him. And when he sent the disciples out to teach and preach, he sent them out to preach about the kingdom of God. In the last several podcasts, I've talked much about the rule and the reign of God. And in the next podcast or two, I'd like to talk about something that is part and parcel of it. So I just ask the Holy Spirit to help me. I want to talk about something that doesn't seem initially related, but I'd like to begin by reading a very familiar text from the book of Romans, and I'm going to read it from the New American Standard. And I've talked many times about how much I love particularly the 8th chapter of Romans, but I want to read a verse that just really opens the door to some things I want to say today. Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 26. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. In the Gospel of John, we read in those final days, Jesus said, "You know, I've got things to tell you that you can't bear now, but when the Spirit comes, He'll lead you into all truth." There's progressive revelation that comes. Well, that verse 28 is stunning. We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. That means everything. And I want to take some time to talk about something that's just sort of recently happened in my own life and was kind of startling to what I'm beginning to learn. And it's about pain. P-A-I-N, pain. And pain, as you and I know, can have many different levels. It can be physical. It can be just mental. It can be relational. And recently, I've been going through something similar to spinal meningitis. But anyway, it's been very painful. The point is that I believe God can heal, but I began to learn something about pain. Many, many years ago, I had a dear friend, and we were talking about something, and he happened to be in some pain that he was enduring. And we were talking about pain, and he said, "You know, I found something out about pain that I didn't know." And he said, "Pain, I mean at every level, spiritual, soul, and body, relational." He went on for a few moments, and then he said, "You know, the thing that I found out about pain is that it is a way that God uses to locate problems." He said, for instance, when you go to a doctor, the doctor may say, "Well, son or daughter, where is it hurting?" And you begin to describe it, and that helps him locate the problem he has to deal with. Well, when you read Romans 8:28, it means that all things work together for good. Well, I saw this in a somewhat different light these last few days. I've been in a lot of pain. I'm not able to sleep in my bed. I sleep in my chair sitting up. And it's as though the Lord is saying, "Don't you understand that I'm after something too? And I can use this just the way anybody else can use pain in one's life." And pain locates, but it showed me some other things. When I was experiencing the pain to begin with, many brothers and sisters that I know well who have gone through just sometimes years of pain and yet have been so faithful and joyous in their faith. And I've often just kind of observed it, but not had much real empathy. But when I've experienced my own pain, it's amazing that the Lord has said, "Can you see now some of the things your brothers and sisters have borne, some for years, some momentarily? But I want you to know, son, that God uses all things." And there are times when you're going to see pain and you're going to rebuke it. There are other times when you're going to have to reach out and embrace it. And that was something I'd never thought before. Embrace pain? Really? What's the matter? But I began to realize that God truly uses all things. It's amazing in the last week and a half, almost 2 weeks now, the pain, which is still present, and I know that God's a healer, has somehow sensitized me to some things that I had before just been unaware of. So I'm going to just say that in just general. I'm not going to follow through on that a lot, but I want you to know that God can use pain. And if he says rebuke it, rebuke it. But if he says endure and embrace it, endure and embrace it, and he will show you things. I began to realize that pain also sometimes can amplify present situations and make them more important than the kingdom of God. And God has been showing me when pain comes, I want you to redirect it for kingdom use. So I come and I say, "Father, I'm in pain, but I come to you in Jesus' name." And as I focus on the Lord, it's amazing the pain diminishes. It doesn't go away, but it diminishes. I realize that I've got a lot to learn about pain. But anyway, when I read the scriptures, like in 1 John 4, he says, "Why are you, upset about the trials and difficulties as though something strange is happening?" It happens to your brethren everywhere. Brothers and sisters, you as a Christian do not avoid pain. And I'm not just saying physical, but all kinds of pain, relational, spiritual, mental. But kiss the plow, as an old friend used to say, as it goes up your back, and you will find the Lord Jesus in the middle of it. Aren't you grateful that Jesus didn't avoid pain? And I don't mean just at Calvary, but in the Garden of Gethsemane that we've referred to so many, many times. He embraced it. When the revelation came after praying more than once, saying, "Father, is this what you want? Deliver me from this." The Father says, "No, you're going to go through this pain." And Jesus, in that sense, kisses the plow, kisses the hand of his Father and says, "Father, I give myself to you and to your purpose." And isn't it interesting that he has to pray about this several times. And that's important to me because I think he was thinking things like, well, don't you remember Abraham and Isaac? Why, when he put Isaac on the altar and he came to lift the knife, you said, stop. And there was a ram that was caught in a bramble, and it replaced him. Is there a ram for me, Father? And Father says, no, son, you're the ram. And he becomes the Paschal Lamb. Well, there's much more to say about pain, and I don't mean to just leave it hanging kind of there in the air, but I do want you to know that pain comes into our lives, and rather than just absent-mindedly rebuking it always, embrace it and say, are you saying something to me, Father, in this pain? I want to embrace it in Jesus' name. I also want to say that dealing with pain has to do with the kingdom of God and government. Now, I'm going to, in the next parable, talk about a particular talent that Jesus speaks about. But as we come to the end in this rather short podcast, but I want to just say again that part of learning to rule and reign has to do with how we respond to pain. Pain personally, pain in the world. Look at what's going on in our country and around the world, not just the pandemic and the virus that's gone around, but the rioting that's going on in the streets. And the scripture tells us, you know, we don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Everything that is in our life when we're truly born again, remember this again for the umpteenth time, John's Gospel, Jesus' third chapter, you must be born again to see the kingdom. And then in verse 5, you have to enter it. Seeing and entering are two different things, but we are entering the kingdom. And what God is after is men and women who can rule and reign. Well, you don't just get a whole bunch of authority and start ruling and reigning. You have to be trained. And that's what pain oftentimes can do. And you'll see that in your life. I've had relationships where I was betrayed. And I realized that God used that betrayal through the pain of that betrayal, through the lie of that betrayal. He used it and to bring me to a place where I can begin to rule and reign in his kingdom, because that's what he's ultimately after. In Matthew 13, we see so many parables about ruling and reigning in God's kingdom. So we have to mature. Just as I'd quoted a few moments ago from John's Gospel, Jesus says something, I've got much more that I want to tell you, teach you, but you can't bear it now. And he wants to bring us to a place of maturity where he can give to us authority to rule and reign. We're going to talk more about this in a following podcast, but for right now, I just pray that whatever you may be going through on a personal level, whether it is physical or relational, or just in your family, or in your nation, or whatever it is, and it's causing pain, open that up to God and say, Father, I'm experiencing this pain. Will you show me how to manage it, that I might learn how to use it in ruling and reigning in your kingdom? For you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we realize that you want us to grow up in Jesus Christ and rule and reign with him forever and ever. Show us the way, Lord. Amen.
This podcast is available for free download in iTunes and at moanministriesbookstore.com.
Sarah Rahm's album, Days of Rain, is available on iTunes and most streaming platforms.